No, yes, that's right. And Janet, can you get us up to date on where?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. You had the hearing on this bill on May 28th at your place today. You have the staff measure summary for the Dash 7 amendments. You have a one-page summary from the Department of Transportation, and it should say June 3rd. It looks like the one that was at the hearing, but it's updated for the Dash 7 amendments, so it should say June 3rd at the bottom. You also have a section-by-section that the department prepared, and it should say June 2nd at the bottom. There is a revenue impact statement from Dick Yates, and he's here if you have any questions about that. And it should say Dash 7 amendments in the top left-hand corner. Mr. Chair, you should have the Dash 7 amendments. They were available yesterday. And I was just going to mention a few of the major changes from the Dash 6 amendments, if you want me to do that.
Would you please?
Now. Mr. Chair, in Section 10 of the Dash 7 amendments, there is new language that requires the Transportation Commission to give priority to projects that are, the new term is ready for construction and selecting the modernization projects for the bonded projects list. That's in Section 10. In Section 11, the Dash 7 amendments exempt industrial land sites and the sites or access to sites for job creation, both those sites from the state, from the geographic equity that's generally used, geographic equity around the state that's generally used for projects in the state transportation improvement projects list. In section 18 of the bill, and I believe that's on page 24 now, the Dash 7 amendments, there was a requirement in the Dash 6 amendments that Sonoma County spend a majority of the monies that are not needed for to repay the bridge bonds at this, for local bridges, that they distribute those funds, at least 50% of Multnomah County's funds go to bridges for additional bridge money in Multnomah County. The Dash 7 amendments require Multnomah County to distribute those funds equitably within the county and require the county and cities within Multnomah County to agree on the distribution for the remaining funds by June 30th, 2004 and to notify ODOT that they have agreement. If an agreement is not reached by that date, the funds would revert. Again, these are funds not needed for bond repayment. They would revert to the state highway fund. And I believe this section is the subject of additional amendments, at the Dash 9 amendments you have at your place as well. Section 19 of the bill moves an additional $250,000 from the highway fund distribution that would otherwise go to counties and be split up among all counties, moves it from the general county distribution to the special county distribution, and this is, goes for counties with the least level of funding. And this change would sunset July 1st, 2008. Another change is in Section 23. This is a part of the sequestration portion of the bill. The money that would go for transit is capped at $1 million a year. And that was not true of the Dash 6 amendments. And instead of saying senior and disabled transportation services, it says to mass transit vehicle replacement. So it's a change in that dedication of transit funding. A new Section 25 in the Dash 7 amendment sunsets the income tax capture, or what is being referred to as sequestration. It sunsets that income tax capture on January 2nd, 2008. There's additional language that determines how the estimation is made because of that change as well. In section, there was a section 27 of the Dash 6 amendments. It's no longer there. This was a section that exempted all the bridge projects from competitive bid requirements, and that section has been eliminated in the Dash 7 amendments. So there could be still innovative contracts, but they are not, it's not a blanket exemption from the competitive bid requirements as it was in the Dash 6s. There's a Section 33 now of the Dash 7 amendments that makes some changes to the exemption for bridge contracts from certain kinds of bonding for the contractors. It maintains the authority to exempt bridge contracts from performance bonds or to reduce the amount of performance bond, but it does keeps the requirement for a payment bond. This is to make sure that subcontractors are paid. And in the Section 38 allows local jurisdictions to apply for an exemption from the bill's provision that does not allow the Transportation Commission to reduce vehicle carrying capacity. This was quite a discussion in the hearing about from the bicycle and pedestrian and cities that were concerned about the commission not being able to reduce carrying capacity on identified freight routes. And this allows local jurisdictions to get an exemption from that requirement. And that's Section 38. Section 39 is another place that the Transportation Commission is to give priority to projects that are ready for construction. And this is under the Federal Advanced Construction Payment Projects. And, Mr. Chair, you probably are aware that the Dash 7 amendments bring in House Bill 2367, the provisions of House Bill 2367. Those were the miscellaneous fees, the driver license fees, and additional truck fees. Those are now sections 47 to 56 of this bill. And they, one of the sections has a new test for Class C, which is a regular driver's license, a skills test that there's no fee currently. The Dash 6 has had House Bill 2367 had a $12 fee, and this reduces it to a $9 fee. So, and that's the sections of the bill. Those fees are split. Those are all for cities and counties, and the split is, I believe, 60-40 for all those fees at the end of the bill. So, yes, 60% to counties and 40% to cities.
What page is that on?
The split is on page 47. Lines 19 and 20. And
right.
One other thing I was going to point out, that only this bill does not raise farm truck registration fees. It raises other truck registration fees, but not farm truck registration fees. But there was one increase for farm vehicles, and that's for farm vehicles under 8,000 pounds. In the Dash 6s, they were kept at $15, and this bill brings them up to $27. So that'd be like any other vehicle is going to go to $27. So this bill makes that consistent, but does not raise any truck registration fees.
So it would be like a pickup or light truck vehicle.
Right, or any kind of vehicle that's got a farm plate. But it's under 8,000 pounds. So trucks of other kinds, commercial trucks, did have substantial registration fee increases, but not farm-plated trucks.
Okay. Thank you, Janet. Representative Bryant?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Not sure which direction you were going in this, but since you gave me the opportunity, I'm going to go ahead and try to move the Dash 9 amendments to House Bill 2041.
Representative Beyer moves that we move the Dash 9 amendments to 2041. Is there any discussion?
Address that. Mr. Chair, having sat through numerous bargaining sessions and negotiating sessions and down at the table to go over all the ideas, the amendments. Was a little disappointed to find that the Dash 7 amendments had a piece in it that hadn't been at the table when we were. And thought I would give us the opportunity to look at the bill that we had all agreed on, with what I have discovered, one little exception. I took out a little paragraph that I shouldn't have and would be willing to put that back in Revenue Committee. It's the Multnomah County split. So I don't want to see this anything happen to this package. It's a very important package. But I was concerned about this and thought that we needed the opportunity to take a vote on the package that we had all agreed on.
Thank you, Representative, and I appreciate your concerns. And you've been a very valuable person in all this negotiations that's taken place over the last 4.5 months, and I really appreciate your input on this. Susan, could I ask you to come up just for a minute? I'm going to allow one person to testify, and you're it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. My name is Susan Schneider, City of Portland Government Relations Office. Thank you also for all your efforts on what is an excellent package in every other way. We, City of Portland, reluctantly opposes the package with the Section 8 paragraphs B and C included. And the reason is that in 1984, the city agreed to take over hundreds of miles of Multnomah County roads as the annexations proceeded there to accommodate sewer constructions. And in along with those roads came the money that goes with it, and that's the subject of these particular paragraphs. And while we are always happy to talk with neighboring cities and do so frequently, and we understand that they didn't ask for this, we think that the compelling language included in here is neither necessary nor appropriate to this package. And so we would ask that it be removed, and we thank you for hearing us today.
Thank you, Susan. Any questions? Thank you again. Representative Ingold.
Well, I'd just like to make more of a comment, because since I'm the only person here that's representing Multnomah County right now, since Representative Greenlick is absent, excused, I just want to say that I have concerns about this body telling the county and the cities what to do as far as their agreement. This agreement has been in place since what year?
Chairman Graham, Representative Dinkfelder, 1984.
And has this come up as an issue before, or a question? I mean, I will tell you, I don't know why this is in here. I mean, this is up until yesterday. I mean, this is the first that I knew that this was an issue or concern by anybody. And I'm just curious if you know if this was requested or. You know, this has been an issue for 20 years. It's been simmering, and all of a sudden, it's raised its head. Or
Chair Brown, Representative Dingfelder, it has not come up before in previous sessions. It has been raised in this session, and we believe that we had answered the questions or dealt with the issue. It came up in the context of talking about the Willamette River bridges, and there is a provision in here which we support. That now says bridges in Multnomah County. It did deal with Willamette River bridges. We have, because once an agreement is in place and people change every time there are new elected officials at the local level, we have these discussions about how the agreement works and whether it's fair or not. And our understanding is that for at least the official positions of those communities is they believe it's fair, and it was designed to be a model that could be replicated by other cities. For the jurisdiction that we took from the county, we get the money that goes with that. So any other city who took jurisdiction of roads from the county would theoretically should, and we would certainly support getting the money that goes with those roads. It was a very big surprise.
Thank you, Susan. Mr. Chair, I will be supporting this amendment because I do believe that this is between the city and the county to decide, and this is not for the legislature to tell the city and county how, you know, when they have an agreement that's been in place and neither party has requested the representatives here to amend that or ask to insert themselves into that process. I guess I have some concerns about that. So I appreciate Representative Byer bringing this amendment forward and will be supportive.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you, Susan. Do you have a question?
I had a question. Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I read this, it says to me that the after the money is split, the remaining money will be split equitably, not equally, but equitably among the other jurisdictions, and this is only talking about new money, not the old distribution that still creates heartburn. It seems to me that equitably takes in not just population or miles of road, but some kind of fairness beyond just equal. And I don't know how to break that down differently than that, but it would seem that if it's distributed equitably and then agreed upon with the cities and counties, that solves the problem, does it not?
Mr. Chair and Representative Mabry, that's not the language that gives us any heartburn. The language that gives us heartburn is specifically at the bottom of page, I'm looking at the dash 7. At the bottom of the page, the last two sentences, if the commission does not receive notice of an agreement by June 30th of 2004, the Department of Transportation may not distribute the monies that would otherwise go to the county. Under paragraph B of this subsection, such money shall revert to the state highway fund. So, though the county and the city at this point, this is money that comes to the county and then the county shares it with the city because we took over the roads that went with the money, what this says is that any other jurisdiction could say, well, I don't agree for whatever reason. And then the money would go back to the state. So it's the gun to our heads in effect of those two sentences that are really the problem. The language you're describing is not a problem.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate your testimony. Is there any other discussion? You know, all of us are, you know, have the right to interpret this provision in there as we will, but I agree with Representative Mabry's interpretation of it, that it deals with new money and that it's fair and in a fair and equitable manner, and I really have no problem with the issue or with this section, and so I would oppose the dash 9 amendments. Any other comment? Ryan, will you call the roll then?
President Byer.
Aye.
President Dingsdaller.
Aye.
President Gilman.
No.
President Greenwood.
Excuse me.
President Mabry.
No.
President Zahner.
No.
Chair Brown.
No. Motion to adopt the dash 9 failed. Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I would move the dash 7 amendments. The bill.
Representative Mabry moves the dash 7 amendments to House Bill 2041. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dingell.
I am going to be a no vote in committee and hopeful that there will be some changes over in the Revenue Committee. And there's, first of all, I just want to thank everybody who worked really hard on this package. I think folks have done a lot of work and there's a lot of good things in here. And there's a couple of things that are disturbing to me. One we've already discussed that I would like to, and I'm hopeful that can be resolved before it comes to the floor. I would like to say, first of all, that I'm pleased to see that we did fix the hybrid fees issue, because that is one that I heard from...
I have several constituents that would be very happy.
Lots of
and
constituents.
And maybe I won't get any more phone calls.
And actually, the fees are going down by a few dollars, so that's good. But I think we're on more on the equal playing field. Although we did have a hearing on the Climate Smart Car reg fees, which I think would have been an even greater improvement, but maybe next time. There were a couple issues outstanding in this in the Dash 7s that I had concerns with, notably the sequestration policy is one that I take issue with. And we had some comments from our state treasurer saying that he had concerns about putting this forward as a public policy. And I do believe that that is not a good public policy for us to be supporting, and that it could have an effect on our bond rating down the road. So I think that we should revisit that. And I also have a concern with the subsidizing the purchasing of truck engines, which will be required soon and will be standard on the market. And I would prefer to see those general funds going to other purposes. So those are, and in addition to Section 18, 3 and B and subsections B and C, which we already discussed in our conversation about the Dash 9s. So I will be a no vote at this time, and I'm hopeful that some of these issues will be addressed in the future.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Mabry.
Also, just for the record, and I think there probably will be, hopefully, be some amendments in the subsequent referral. But just for the record, one of the issues that has been brought to my attention, and I brought it to your attention this morning, is that cities and counties are on a fiscal year, and this calls for the current status calls for distribution to be made in January, which is within the fiscal year of cities and counties. This new number moves that date to July 31st, which makes it fall into a different fiscal year. Therefore, they would lose 1 year, the potential is 1 year of distribution of the formula. And I think that needs to be at least addressed in the subsequent referral. So just to enter that on the record.
Representative his honor.
Mr. Chair, we certainly have enough fees in here. I've counted over 40, and the only thing we don't have a fee for is my Schwinn varsity tennis fee. Hopefully, next session we can get with that Schwinn and other bicycles. On the Section 18, I see nothing wrong with it because it's new money and it tells the county and the city to get together, or neither one of them are going to get any of it. So I see nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Representative.
Could we just put a fee on his bike?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to sit here and go over the little things I don't like about this package, because there are a few things in here that I'd rather not see in here. Most notably, what I was trying to address in the Dash 9 amendments. But the good in this package definitely far outweighs the bad in the package, and I'm not going to vote against it because of my little things I don't like. So I am going to be voting yes and support the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Gilman?
I'll pass.
I just want to say that, you know, that there's undoubtedly, this is a pretty comprehensive bill, and there's undoubtedly enough in there. We can all find something we hate. And we can all find something that we love, or that's just great. But I think that this is really a major accomplishment for the, or will be, hopefully, as it's passed and signed into law, for this body to put out a transportation package that is so badly needed, and of this size. It's just very pleasing and gratifying to see that we're willing to step up to the plate and answer some of these transportation issues that have been out there so long, and giving the opportunity to fix our bridges and probably one of the best things in this package is the job creation that it has the potential of creating somewhere between 4,500 and 5,000 jobs directly, and involving an industry that has a 40% unemployment rate, and really showing that as a state we do care about our transportation and we value it, and in the impact it'll have on our economy. And I'm, you know, it's This has really been a huge learning, steep learning curve for me, and thanks to Senator Starr and Senator Meserly and Representative Mabry. And
how about Metzger instead of Meserly?
Yeah, that's right, Metzger.
How quickly we forget.
And Representative Beyer for the efforts they put into it. It's been 4.5 months, and I think that we can all take a great deal of pride in what we've accomplished.
Mr. Chair, one final comment. You know, I was just thinking that if our director, Bruce Warner, does the kind of job I think that he will do, I think they'll probably have a movie named after him. It'll probably be Bruce Almighty.
Great idea. I want to be the production guy on that, and I think we can do it.
And you know, I think we need to also, we don't want to forget the Joan Robinson and the people, the staff people that have been so patient with us and repeatedly making corrections and working through the weekend, not just one weekend, as we've been one after another. And they are a vital part of accomplishing this. And with that, any other comments? Ryan.
Representative Dingfelder.
No.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Greenlight.
Excuse.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Representative Zahner.
Aye.
Representative Beyer.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Having received the right amount of votes, Dash 7s are adopted. Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I would move the bill as amended to the House Revenue Committee.
Representative Mabry.
With a due pass recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Representative Mabry moves House Bill 2041 as amended to the Revenue Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Ryan, will you call the roll?
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Greenlee.
Excuse.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Representative Zahner.
Aye.
Representative Beyer.
Aye.
Representative Dingfelder.
Now, if I voted no, so I should vote no on this as well, correct? This
is something that your vote is your vote.
I would like it to go to revenue, so I will be an aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carried. Committee, we have completed our work, and I believe this is probably going to be our last meeting, and it's a grand finale. And I thank each of you. It's been a real pleasure in serving.
It's been a good committee.
So when do we get to go on our...
When's our party?
Yeah.
When's
the cruise? Get to celebrate.
Well, my understanding was the day the governor signs this bill.
Okay.
And we are adjourned.